Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Esther Stone is bringing this back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend David Dossie, intellectual property attorney extraordinaire, partner in the firm Gallagher & Dossie out of Columbus, Ohio. Invention-protection.com is the website. I encourage you to check that out. That is not your grandfather's IP attorney website. So I think you'll like it. David, thanks for being here. Thanks for all the great years of supporting us, all the great information you provided us over the years. We're talking, folks, about big mistakes that small businesses make when they contract with bigger companies. And, you know, David, in the earlier segment, I said something about these tripwires, these little landmines, these little IEDs that are in these contracts. They're not really all that hard to find, are they? There's the typical places where they hang out, and they use language, and they're made up of language that you can almost scan and find, can't you?
Oh, they're easy to spot. It's just getting over that first intimidation hurdle,
right,
of seeing a five-page contract and eight-point type and all this language you're not familiar with. You just put that aside. Mm-hmm. If you work with an attorney to go over one or two contracts, by the third one, you're going to be spotting all of these.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got some easy tips to help you spot them.
Yeah, talk to us about it.
Well, one of the first things you could do is, first of all, when someone sends you a contract in PDF form, that's a red flag. You know, they're thinking you're just going to sign it and
right.
return it. Always ask
right.
for an editable version
right.
of the contract.
Right, you want an editable version, exactly.
Right, you want to be able to edit it with the track changes.
Or print it out, mark it up, and fax it back to them.
And a lot of PDF software nowadays, you can pretty easily convert that into an editable document. But
right.
either way, you want to get a document and get it in a form that you can search it, and not search it with your eyes and your fingers,
right.
but search it using a word search.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have it in that form, most of the time in Microsoft Word, and it's so easy just to search for keywords, and you come to the location of that keyword, read the sentence before after it, or the paragraph that it's in, and you're going to, it'll be an eye-opener for you, because out of that 5 pages, frankly, a half of a page is really the key stuff that you need to worry about and is often mm-hmm. the points of negotiation.
Well, and as a business person, if contracts are going to be any time of in a year's time part of your life, you really need to become a pretty good hand at contracts, don't you, David? I mean, you can't you need an attorney to help you with your contracts, but you've got to be your own best friend when it comes to being a contractor or reading contracts, don't you, David?
Right, and it's not difficult. You just got to get over that fear of contracts and
mm-hmm.
and this unfamiliar language.
Understand? You got to learn what indemnity means, what indemnification means. Learn what remedy means, what claims, infringement, confidentiality, warranties. Learn what those things mean, and how when they're used in certain ways in a contract, they're against you, not mutually for both parties.
Right. Exactly. Anytime you read something where it's saying you agree to blank, whether it's you're indemnifying or you're warrantying or you're agreeing to keep something confidential, always step back and say, okay, well, are you agreeing to something similar,
mm-hmm.
you know, with respect to our relationship? And most of the time it's not. But those are the key words that you need to search for in that document. The one pair is indemnity or indemnification. Another
mm-hmm.
pair is warranties. And with indemnity, the biggest contracting IP risk is that you are agreed to indemnify this other party for any allegations of IP infringement. So it's not even if they get... And the big worry is those indemnity provisions, you're usually agreeing to pay their attorney fee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, if you blindly sign their agreement, it says you're going to indemnify them for ultimately if they have to come out of pocket for anything to someone that comes and sues them for, let's say, patent infringement. But you're also agreeing to their pay their attorney's fees, and it's essentially you're just handing them a check.
I want to stick one more thing in here real quick before we got to wrap it up.
Okay.
You probably have your own intellectual property, your own trademarks, your own things that you're bringing to the table that are your assets. Be sure to protect those yourself when you before you finish the contract. Right, Dave?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you've helped me with that, making sure that whenever I contract with somebody else that I protect my own stuff. So check that out. It's the reason why you need a good attorney like David. Hey, Dave, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. I'd love to.
Invention-protection.com. Check it out. I got to take a quick break. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.